Chosen One, hear me now. I speak to you with a raw honesty drawn straight from the crucible of my own spiritual journey. The most grueling aspect of this current season, this period of wilderness and transition, is the almost irresistible urge to explain yourself. You feel a desperate need to clarify your delays, to justify your silent movements, to make others understand the divine detours and radical shifts you've undergone. But beloved, did you know that the Almighty God marks his elect, his chosen vessels, not just with a promise, but with an indelible seal of identity, protection, and unparalleled divine purpose? What is this mysterious seal? Why is it specifically placed on the forehead, the very seat of conviction? Who are these enigmatic 144,000? And more urgently, could the destiny of your life be interwoven with theirs? Hold fast, anointed one. Stay anchored in this moment as we plunge into this profound, age-old mystery. Chosen One, let us cross the threshold now and enter the sacred, terrifying, and glorious mystery that has been veiled in the scrolls of eternity. The 144,000, sealed and claimed by the living God. In the final testament, the book of Revelation, the Apostle John was not merely given a dream, but a staggering vision that tore through the fabric of time and mortality. He watched as an angel, descending clad in the very authority of heaven, issued a command: halt the winds of judgment, refrain from harming the earth, the sea, or the trees until the servants of our God are marked, sealed upon their foreheads. Revelation 7 verses 3 to 4 declares this decree: do not harm the earth, the sea, or the trees until we have sealed the servants of our God on their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, 144,000, from all the tribes of Israel. At first glance, anointed one, this figure, 144,000, might seem statistically insignificant, a mere drop in the cosmic ocean, especially when the global population now swells beyond 8 billion souls. How could such a small contingent bear the weight of the grand design of redemption and creation? Yet, beloved, hear this unshakable truth. Nothing in the kingdom of God is arbitrary or left to chance. Every measure, every symbol, every prophetic utterance carries the intentional fingerprint of divine precision. Some scholars adhere to the literal interpretation, a precise numerical count of chosen vessels meticulously set apart for the intense pressure of the final hour. Others perceive it symbolically, representing the spiritual completeness and the perfect fulfillment of God's redeemed people, the full roster. Consider the sacred arithmetic. The 12 tribes of Israel, representing the fullness of the Old Covenant, multiplied by the 12 apostles, who laid the bedrock of the New Covenant. This yields 144, the structural, eternal blueprint of God's kingdom. When this is multiplied by 1,000, a number signifying magnitude, totality, and overwhelming abundance, we arrive at the perfect representation of God's utterly complete, sealed, and consecrated remnant. But whether you accept the literal count or the symbolic meaning, one truth transcends all scholarly debate. This sacred group holds an unshakable, pivotal role in the divine strategy for the end times. They are chosen to remain standing when the world collapses into chaos. They are anointed to boldly declare pure truth when global deception surges like a flood. They are sealed to remain utterly untouched by the concentrated forces of darkness throughout the Great Tribulation. And chosen one, if the words you are hearing are resonating, if something deep within your very spirit is stirring and recognizing this call, it may be because you are currently being shown your appointed place within this profound mystery. Now, let us meticulously explore the profound nature of what this seal truly entails. The seal of God is fundamentally not a crude physical mark, not ink pressed upon skin, nor a searing brand burned into the flesh. It is nothing that your natural eyes can perceive or your human hands can touch. Instead, it is a spiritual imprint, a celestial claim, a sacred ownership placed over every soul that authentically belongs to him. In the ancient world, a seal was the ultimate guarantor of ownership, the irrefutable declaration of authority, and the proof of authenticity. Kings would forcefully press their weighty signet rings into hot wax, securing official documents and decrees, thereby ensuring that no earthly power could tamper with what had been officially declared. The presence of that seal screamed a declaration: this is exclusively mine. This is divinely protected. This cannot and will not be altered. In the same spiritual way, the seal of God proclaims that you are authentically His, a chosen, protected, and marked individual consecrated for a purpose that radically transcends the limitations of this fleeting age. But why, Anointed One, is this eternal seal specifically placed upon the forehead? The location is deliberately chosen by the Creator. The forehead is the seat of consciousness, the nexus where thoughts are forged, pivotal decisions are determined, and allegiance is openly declared. By sealing the forehead, God is decisively marking those who have consciously, deliberately, and with absolute free will chosen to align their lives wholly with Him. This is not a passive inheritance, nor is it something you accidentally stumble into through mere tradition or ritual adherence. It signifies a radical, deliberate act of absolute faith and unwavering obedience, a surrender so utterly complete that your deepest thoughts and mental landscape are aligned solely with the heart of heaven. The prophet Ezekiel bore witness to this identical spiritual principle centuries ago, recorded in Ezekiel 9 verse 4, where the Lord commanded, "Go throughout the city of Jerusalem and put a mark on the foreheads of those who grieve and lament over all the detestable things done in it." In that time, the mark was given to those who actively rejected the surrounding wickedness, who mourned the profound corruption and endemic evil that had consumed their generation. Do you perceive the clear pattern, Chosen One? The seal functions beyond mere identification. It is ultimate protection. It is not just a label. It is a spiritual shield. Those who carry it are marked as belonging exclusively to God, and no strategy or weapon forged by the enemy can penetrate that divine covering. During the intense pressure of the Great Tribulation, when the righteous wrath of God is poured out upon the earth, those who carry His seal will be divinely spared. Revelation 16 verse 2 starkly describes the fate of those who embrace the mark of the beast. The first angel went and poured out his bowl on the land, and ugly festering sores broke out on the people who had the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. In chilling contrast, those with the seal of God remain securely under His supreme covering, shielded from destruction, protected from plague, and standing untouched by the consuming chaos that overtakes the rebellious. This seal does more than identify. It provides a supernatural barrier against both spiritual assault and physical harm. And now, Anointed One, we arrive at the pivotal, burning question echoing in the chambers of your spirit. How do I definitively know if I carry this seal? The scriptures provide us with clear spiritual clues, sacred markers that reveal the tangible presence of God's eternal imprint upon a soul. While the 144,000 are uniquely designated for an extremely specific end-time role, every true follower of Christ is universally marked by the indwelling Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul affirms this magnificent truth in 2 Corinthians 1 verse 22. He set His seal of ownership on us and put His Spirit in our hearts as a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. This is not a distant, ethereal promise, Anointed One. This is a living, present reality. The seal is actively functioning. The Spirit is powerfully moving. If you have been drawn inescapably to this message, if something profound within you is awakening even now, it may be the confirmation of heaven concerning what has already been inscribed about your life in the eternal scrolls. There are three essential signs, three profound, sacred indicators, that unequivocally reveal the existence of God's seal upon your life. These are not merely superficial religious behaviors or forced external performances. They are the undeniable fruit of a heart that has been radically transformed, the evidence of a soul that has been eternally claimed by the King of Kings. As I unveil each one, I urge you to search your own spirit, to examine the deepest recesses within, and to petition the Holy Spirit to clearly reveal whether this seal is already functioning within you. The first, and most immediately evident, sign of carrying God's seal is a profound, unshakable conviction to actively reject sin. The book of Revelation 14 verse 4 describes the sealed ones in precise moral terms. Those who did not defile themselves. No lie was found in their mouths. They are blameless. Now, Chosen One, let us be perfectly clear. This does not imply a lifelong perfection. None of us are faultless. We have all stumbled short of the glory of God. But what distinguishes the sealed is their radical choice of a repentant life, a soul that consistently, actively turns away from wickedness and chases God's righteousness above all earthly concerns. Their hearts are broken over sin, both their own and the corruption they witness in the world. They cannot tolerate deceit, immorality, or moral compromise. They operate with a burning desire for purity and truth that feels utterly foreign in this compromised age. This conviction is not something you laboriously manufacture through sheer willpower or ritualistic religious discipline. It is a supernatural operation of the Spirit of God. It is the seal stirring deep within you, making sin feel utterly unbearable, like a crushing weight upon your chest, a hideous barrier erected between you and the sublime presence of the one you love. Ponder this, anointed one. Have you recently found yourself in a room where malicious gossip was flying unchecked? In previous seasons, you might have easily joined in, adding your own commentary, feeding the destructive fire. But now, something is distinctly different. A profound discomfort instantly rises, an acute unease that refuses to allow you to participate. You sit in quiet withdrawal, or perhaps you discreetly excuse yourself, because your spirit will not permit you to tear another down. That is not fragility, beloved. That is undeniable evidence of God's seal. Or maybe you are in a conversation where someone casually suggests bending the rules, cheating on taxes, lying to bypass difficulty, or being deceitful for immediate personal gain. While others deem it harmless or even shrewd, you feel an immediate, gut-wrenching unease that makes it impossible to follow their lead. That is the Spirit of God working profoundly within you, commissioning you to live in radical truth and uncompromised integrity, even when no human eye is watching. This deep conviction also manifests dramatically in your private, solitary moments, those places invisible to the world. Perhaps you struggled with addictive habits that once offered temporary relief, consuming content that fuels lust or bitterness, scrolling aimlessly through the toxic negativity of social media, or indulging explosive anger. Now, these things no longer satisfy your soul. Instead, they leave you restless, hollow, acutely aware that they are actively pulling you further from God's peace. Rejecting sin does not equate to achieving perfection. It means your heart's trajectory is fixed upon righteousness. The seal of God compels you to immediately repent when you fall, to forcefully rise again, and to choose obedience anew. You might not fully perceive the transformation in yourself, but others will observe it. They will notice your quiet kindness, your patience under pressure, your unwillingness to compromise faith even when it is extremely costly. This conviction is a divine imprint upon your soul, whispering that you are His and no longer truly of this world. You have been set apart, and the arduous journey of rejecting sin is powerful proof that His seal is active and dynamically working within you. 2 Timothy 2 verse 19 reinforces this. The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who confesses the name of the Lord must turn away from wickedness. This conviction, chosen one, is not about straining for perfection. It is about an insatiable longing to align your entire life with God's unblemished holiness. Your spirit begins to grieve over what once felt harmless. The seal of God stirs the depths of your being, making sin feel like an unacceptable barrier between you and the profound presence of the one you adore. You feel it intensely in those quiet moments when temptation whispers, and the spirit within you rises fiercely and declares, "This is not who you are anymore." The second sign that you carry the seal of God, chosen one, is a life undeniably marked by spiritual resilience. I am not speaking of the mere resilience derived from human grit or positive thinking. This is not the endurance gleaned from motivational speeches or self-help doctrines. This is a supernatural, utterly inexplicable strength to withstand trials and overcome severe obstacles that would utterly shatter most individuals. This resilience is not native to your nature. It is a divine signature of protection and perseverance that God implants when you carry His seal. When you are sealed by God, anointed one, you are emphatically not promised a life of ease. You are not guaranteed instant wealth, perpetual comfort, or the total absence of suffering. But you are guaranteed His consuming presence in every raging storm. You are vested with a strength that does not originate within your own resources but flows directly from the power of the one who indwells you. Life for the sealed is not free of profound challenges. Quite often, it is the reverse. The enemy relentlessly targets those marked by God, attempting to destabilize their faith through intense trials, targeted temptations, and relentless spiritual assaults. But here is the magnificent mystery, beloved. Each time the storm descends, you uncover a deeper strength you never knew you possessed. It is not yours. It is the seal of God operating within your life. Consider the majestic words of Isaiah 43 verse 2, a prophetic declaration over your destiny. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. This is not mere poetic flourish, chosen one. This is a covenant declaration. The sealed do not circumvent the fire. They walk straight through its center. They do not flee the floodwaters. They pass directly through them. But they emerge utterly unscathed, untouched, because the manifest presence of God accompanies them. This resilience powerfully reveals itself in the brutal daily realities of life. Imagine the shock of losing your job or facing an immediate financial catastrophe. While those around you spiral into corrosive despair, panic, or bitterness, an unshakable inner voice whispers, "This is not the end. God is still here." You rise again, not because you have clear solutions, not because you see a guaranteed path forward, but because you trust the sovereign one who securely holds your future. Or reflect on the relationships that have tested the very fiber of your faith. Perhaps you have suffered betrayal by a close friend, a family member, or a partner. The pain is searing. The wound feels almost unhealable. But instead of permitting bitterness to consume you, instead of allowing unforgiveness to calcify your heart, you make the impossible choice to forgive. Not because it is effortless, not because they deserve it, but because God's seal upon your heart compels you to rise above the offense. This spiritual resilience, anointed one, is a blazing testimony to the ceaseless work of the Holy Spirit. It is absolute proof that you are not navigating this world alone. The Apostle Paul knew this reality intimately. In 2 Corinthians 4 verses 8 to 9, he wrote, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed. Perplexed but not in despair. Persecuted but not abandoned. Struck down but not destroyed." Do you recognize the pattern? Hard-pressed but not crushed. Perplexed but not in despair. Struck down but not destroyed. This is the unmistakable language of the sealed. This is the living testimony of those who bear the mark of heaven upon their lives. You have undoubtedly faced moments, chosen one, where every foundation seemed to crumble. Your finances collapsed, your health failed, your most cherished relationships shattered, and by all human calculation, you should have utterly surrendered. You should have walked away from faith, turned your back on God, and declared that He had abandoned you. But you did not. Something within you stubbornly held on. Something deeper than your fluctuating emotions, something stronger than your debilitating circumstances, kept you absolutely anchored. That was never your strength, beloved. That was the seal of God. There is a supernatural, inherent resilience that accompanies being marked by heaven. It is not that you never feel pain, you do. It is not that you never experience paralyzing fear or doubt. You absolutely will. But deep within the storm, there remains a quiet, unshakable knowing that God has not forgotten you. There is a profound peace that defies all natural logic. A surge of strength that arrives precisely when your own has been fully exhausted. This resilience also manifests as your unwavering ability to stand firm when others choose to fall away. In the culmination of the ages, many will tragically abandon the faith. Many will be deceived by sophisticated false teachings, seduced by the temporal comforts of this world, or silenced by the threat of persecution. But the sealed, they stand fast. They do not compromise. They cling relentlessly to the truth, even when it demands their absolute everything. Perhaps you have observed this in your own spiritual journey, anointed one. Perhaps you have watched others who once walked closely with God grow cold, turn back, or fade into spiritual apathy. And you have wondered, why am I still here? Why am I still standing, still believing, still aggressively pressing forward when so many have given up the fight? The answer is profoundly simple. You carry the seal of God. You have been marked for ultimate endurance. You have been chosen to remain. This is not a platform for pride, beloved. It is a posture of deep humility, because you know your strength is not sourced in yourself. You know that without his eternal seal, you would have fallen long ago. But because he has marked you, because he has eternally claimed you as his own, you are held by a power infinitely greater than yourself. The sealed are not invincible, but they are spiritually unbreakable. They may bend under relentless pressure, but they do not break. They may stumble, but they do not utterly fall. And when they do fall, they rise immediately again, because the seal of God is dynamically operating upon them. The third sign that reveals you carry the seal of God, chosen one, is perhaps the most undeniable and externally profound. A transforming presence that impacts every person you encounter. When God places his mark upon you, his divine light radiates through you, often without you being consciously aware of it. Your very presence begins to transform physical and spiritual environments, fiercely challenging darkness, and compelling others to seek the God who resides within your soul. You literally become a carrier of heaven's atmosphere, and wherever you step, the spiritual climate immediately shifts. This sign is most powerfully evident in the diverse ways people react to you, anointed one. Have you ever entered a room and instantly sensed the atmosphere change? Perhaps certain individuals are irresistibly drawn to you, seeking your counsel, your calm, your inexplicable peace. They may not understand the reason why, but they instinctively feel safer, calmer, and more hopeful in your vicinity. Conversely, other individuals may deliberately avoid you. They feel instantly exposed in your presence because their intentions are corrupt, their hearts are misaligned, and the uncompromising light you carry reveals the darkness they desperately try to conceal. This dynamic is not dependent upon anything you have consciously done or said. It is not a result of your personality, your charisma, or your social maneuvering. This is the sovereign seal of God upon your life, positioning you as a living vessel of his pure light. You have become a walking, breathing threshold between heaven and earth, and people perceive this reality, whether they can articulate it or not. For instance, in your workplace, you might find that colleagues frequently seek your counsel even on matters far outside your job description or expertise. They sense something uniquely different in you, a wisdom and settled calm that can only be sourced in God. They cannot name it, but they know you possess something essential that they desperately need. Or perhaps within your family unit, you have become the designated peacemaker, the one others instinctively turn to when conflict erupts. When tensions peak and emotions explode, they look to you to bring clarity, spiritual comfort, and ultimate resolution. Yet, beloved, this transforming presence also draws inevitable challenges. Some people will openly resent you for the light you carry precisely because it illuminates their own darkness. They may engage in gossip, attempt to undermine your credibility, or forcefully distance themselves from you. Do not be surprised by this opposition. Do not internalize the rejection. Jesus himself gave us this vital warning in John 15 verses 18 to 19. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. The seal of God upon Peter and John was spectacularly evident in their unshakable courage, their wisdom, and their profound impact. After their radical infilling with the Holy Spirit, the religious authorities were utterly unable to deny the supernatural authority with which they spoke. Acts 4 verse 13 records that when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Similarly, chosen one, when you carry God's seal, people will instantly recognize that you are different. Not because of who you are intrinsically, but because of the King who resides within you. This sign frequently reveals itself in subtle, yet dramatically powerful ways. A friend navigating a devastating season might confide, "There is just something about you that constantly rekindles my hope." A complete stranger might open their heart to you unexpectedly, inexplicably drawn to the peace they sense in your presence. A coworker might share their deepest struggles with you, even though you have never officially positioned yourself as an advisor. This is the seal in dynamic operation, anointed one. You are radiating the tangible presence of God, and people are being irresistibly drawn to the light, even if they do not yet comprehend the true source. But let me speak plainly, beloved. This transforming presence is not something you can artificially manufacture or religiously perform. It is not about appearing more pious, utilizing spiritual jargon, or wearing your faith as an ostentatious badge. In fact, the most powerful witnesses are frequently the quietest ones. They do not feel the need to loudly announce their anointing. They simply carry it. They do not proclaim their righteousness. It is a reality they inhabit, creating an atmosphere that the world cannot ignore. There is a profound weightiness, a celestial gravity, that settles upon the sealed ones. Let me be clear. This presence is not a heavy burden. It is an undeniable glory. It is the manifest, tangible presence of God resting upon your life with such intensity and distinction that even the most hardened unbeliever stops and takes notice. They may lack the theological vocabulary to define the phenomenon they are encountering, but they register an absolute certainty that something fundamentally different, something sacred, radiates from your being. Something about you is irrevocably set apart and consecrated. This divine presence serves as a beacon, orchestrating divine appointments and heavenly alignments into your daily narrative. You will suddenly find yourself divinely positioned in locations you never intended to visit, engaging in conversations you never planned to have, and crossing paths with souls who are standing at the precipice of despair, desperately needing the comfort and truth you carry. These are not random fluctuations of fate, chosen one. These are precise, meticulously orchestrated moments, divine intersections where the machinery of heaven utilizes you as a consecrated instrument to radically shift the trajectory of someone's eternity. Perhaps you have already witnessed this undeniable pattern. You might have been navigating the mundane, in a busy store aisle, riding a crowded public bus, or waiting patiently in line, when a complete stranger, seemingly without prompting, begins to unburden their soul to you. They reveal secrets they have protected for years. They weep openly, transparently, right in front of you. They look into your eyes and ask you for prayer. And you stand there, momentarily stunned into silence, asking yourself why, of all people, they chose you. The answer is astonishingly simple. They did not choose you. Heaven did. The indelible seal of God impressed upon your life acted as an open door, and the Holy Spirit utilized your yielded vessel to bring immediate comfort, profound hope, or life-altering deliverance to that searching soul. This transforming, world-altering presence is absolutely not reserved solely for those bearing official titles, for pastors, prophets, or individuals serving in full-time ministry. It is the birthright of every single person who has received the seal. It operates fiercely in the competitive marketplace, within the intimate confines of the home, throughout the halls of schools and universities, and within the urgent environments of hospitals. Wherever your foot treads, the majestic presence of God accompanies you, and that holy presence transforms every single circumstance and soul it touches. But hear me now, anointed one. This magnificent gift is not granted without a corresponding responsibility. It demands vigilance. You must guard the fortress of your heart with disciplined intensity. You must fiercely protect the sacred anointing that resides upon you. You are called to remain undefiled, profoundly humble, and consistently surrendered to the leading of the Holy Spirit. For the very moment you succumb to the temptation of taking credit for the marvelous works God is accomplishing through your life, the instant you begin to operate from a place of pride, arrogance, or self-promotion, the functional flow of the anointing is immediately hindered. The permanent seal of salvation remains, but the active, demonstrable flow of His power is restricted, like water through a dam. Therefore, walk humbly, beloved. Walk carefully, with reverent fear, and engrave this truth onto your spirit. This transforming presence is not ultimately about your accomplishments, your fame, or your ministry success. It is eternally about Him. Chosen One, we have now concluded the unveiling of the three sacred, distinguishing signs of God's seal upon your life. An unyielding conviction that utterly rejects sin, a supernatural resilience that sustains you through every raging storm, and a transforming presence that radically impacts everyone within your sphere of influence. But now, we must descend into the deeper revelation. we must confront the core question that may already be stirring the depths of your spirit. What does it truly signify in the deepest sense to be among the sealed? To bear the seal of God is infinitely more than holding a spiritual status or a religious title conferred by man. It is a definitive calling, a celestial mandate, a divine assignment that fundamentally separates you from the ordinary, corrupted flow of this world's systems. You have been indelibly marked for a purpose that surpasses the limits of your own understanding, hand-chosen for a world-altering mission that will dramatically unfold in the appointed hour. And beloved, that appointed hour is rapidly drawing near. The sealed ones are not passive observers, sitting idly on the sidelines while the final chapters of human history are written. They are active, consecrated participants, functioning as pure, unadulterated vessels through whom God has determined to demonstrate the full measure of his power, his unwavering truth, and his uncompromised justice. While the world convulses and descends into accelerating chaos, while mass deception spreads through society like an aggressive, spiritual wildfire, while the masses are easily swayed by systemic lies and fear-mongering, the sealed will stand absolutely unmoved. They are destined to be radiant beacons of light in the darkest hour humanity has ever faced, unwavering voices of truth in a suffocating sea of confusion, and sanctuaries of unshakable peace in the precise epicenter of tribulation. Yet, this exalted calling, anointed one, is not bestowed without profound cost. To be sealed means to be irrevocably set apart, and being set apart frequently necessitates being profoundly misunderstood, fiercely rejected, and sometimes actively persecuted. The world and its shifting culture will certainly not celebrate your obedience to divine law. Contemporary culture will never applaud your uncompromising purity. Even certain factions within the visible church may publicly question your devotion, quickly labeling you as extreme, legalistic, or fanatical. But I urge you, do not be swayed, distracted, or moved by the volatile winds of their words or judgments. The seal you carry is not validated by the fleeting approval of men. It is confirmed, sustained, and declared absolute by the immutable authority of heaven itself. Throughout the lengthy chronicle of human history, God has consistently preserved a holy remnant. When the entire world had tragically turned toward pervasive wickedness in the destructive days of Noah, God sealed one righteous family within the protective confines of the ark. When catastrophic fire and brimstone justly fell upon the rebellious cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, God sealed Lot and his daughters for preservation. When final judgment was executed upon the land of Egypt, God sealed the chosen Israelites with the sacrificial blood of the Lamb smeared upon their doorposts. And now, in these final, definitive days, God is sealing his chosen ones, those individuals who will be supernaturally protected, divinely preserved, and strategically positioned for his final glorious act of redemption. You are definitively part of that sacred remnant, beloved. You are included in that hallowed number. Whether the figure of 144,000 is intended to be interpreted literally or symbolically, the core spiritual principle remains eternally the same. God knows precisely who belongs to him. He knows who possesses the spiritual fortitude to stand firm when all others are falling away. He knows who will remain radically faithful when the world presents every conceivable reason and incentive to compromise. And if you are hearing the weight and gravity of this message right now, if something deep within your spirit is rising up in fervent agreement, it is because you have been chosen and marked. But I must be clear and uncompromising, chosen one. The seal is never earned through laborious works. It is not achieved through meticulous religious performance or impressive spiritual achievements orchestrated by the flesh. The seal is an unparalleled gift of sheer grace, freely given to those who have surrendered their lives completely and without reservation to Jesus Christ, the living King. It is the permanent, internal mark of the Holy Spirit dwelling within your innermost being, serving as confirmation that you utterly belong to God and that absolutely nothing, neither intense tribulation, severe distress, active persecution, consuming famine, desperate nakedness, grave danger, nor the edge of the sword, can ever separate you from his everlasting love. The Apostle Paul had a profound, unshakable grasp of this eternal reality. In Romans 8 verses 38 to 39, he declares with absolute, triumphant certainty, For I am convinced and certain that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present realities nor the future events, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the impregnable confidence of the sealed, anointed one. This is the profound, spiritual assurance that rests like a shield upon those who carry the sovereign mark of heaven. You are not holding on to God by the frail thread of your own strength. He, the Almighty, is holding on to you. You are not protecting yourself through self-devised efforts or rituals. His seal is your divine protection. You are not standing upright by your own sheer willpower. His Spirit is the constant force sustaining you. And in the tumultuous days to come, when the mark of the beast is universally introduced and the world is forcibly faced with the choice between allegiance to the tyrannical Antichrist or unwavering faithfulness to God, the sealed will not waver an inch. They will not be deceived by cunning lies. They will not bow to any worldly power. Because the eternal seal of God placed upon their foreheads is an unshakable declaration that their minds, their wills, and their ultimate allegiances belong to the King of Kings, and to Him alone. This, beloved, is your true identity. This is your destined, eternal reality. And the question is no longer whether you are called to this destiny. The question is whether you will finally answer the call. Chosen One, as we now stand at this critical threshold of revelation, we must address the solemn and terrifying contrast, the countermark that stands in direct opposition to the seal of God. For just as heaven meticulously marks its own for redemption, so too does the kingdom of darkness relentlessly seek to claim its followers with a mark of ownership. This is the mark of the beast, and grasping this critical distinction is absolutely vital for the hour in which we currently live. The profound book of Revelation speaks unequivocally about two marks, two seals, two distinct kingdoms vying for the allegiance of man's soul. On one side stands the seal of God upon the forehead, a divine mark symbolizing ownership, eternal protection, and eternal life. On the other side stands the mark of the beast, a mark symbolizing allegiance to the Antichrist, spiritual bondage to deception, and eternal separation from the living God. Revelation 13 verses 16 to 17 clearly declares, "It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name." This mark, anointed one, is much more than a mere physical symbol or an economic identifier. It represents a total, comprehensive surrender of one's will, one's sacred worship, and one's loyalty to the global, tyrannical system of the Antichrist. Those who take this mark will do so either knowingly or unknowingly, but the catastrophic consequence remains uniformly the same: eternal judgment. Revelation 14 verses 9 to 10 issues a searing warning. If anyone worships the beast and its image and receives its mark on their forehead or on their hand, they too will drink the wine of God's fury. The contrast between these two marks could not be more vivid or decisive. The seal of God guarantees protection and preservation. The mark of the beast guarantees destruction and condemnation. The seal of God identifies you as eternally belonging to heaven. The mark of the beast identifies you as belonging to the cosmic enemy. The seal of God is placed upon those who actively reject sin and fiercely pursue holiness. The mark of the beast is given to those who openly embrace rebellion and choose to worship the created idols rather than the glorious Creator. But here is the sobering truth you must deeply understand. Beloved, the mark of the beast is not simply a future, isolated event that humanity is waiting for. The spiritual spirit and underlying infrastructure of the mark is already profoundly at work in the world today. Every system, whether political, social, or economic, that attempts to demand your primary allegiance above God, every philosophical ideology that requires you to deny objective truth and moral standards, every pervasive cultural pressure that aggressively attempts to force you into compromising your faith, these are the powerful precursors, the ominous shadows of the total control that is coming. The world is systematically being conditioned right now to accept the mark. People are actively being trained to value temporary convenience above unshakable conviction, immediate comfort above sacred holiness, and cultural acceptance above courageous obedience. The question is not if the final mark will be introduced. The vital question is whether you will possess the clarity of discernment to recognize it when it fully manifests, and whether you will have the spiritual fortitude ingrained in your soul to refuse it, whatever the earthly cost. This is precisely why the seal of God matters so deeply, chosen one. This is why your preparation, in this specific hour of human history, is not an optional spiritual elective. It is absolutely essential for survival. Those who carry the seal of God will possess the razor-sharp discernment necessary to recognize deception instantly. They will have the raw courage to stand unyielding against the prevailing tide of worldly trends. They will possess the spiritual fortitude to say a resounding, unwavering no, even if that refusal costs them everything they hold dear in this earthly life. But those who have not been sealed, those who have carelessly compromised their faith, those who have spiritually grown lukewarm and comfortably complacent, they will be instantly swept away by the current. They will lack the inherent strength to resist the pressure. They will lack the clarity to discern the subtle deception. And in a crucial moment of intense fear, overwhelming pressure, or profound desperation, they will take the mark, and their eternal fate will be sealed against God. This message is not intended to invoke fear in your heart, anointed one. This is meant to invoke fierce urgency. This is meant to awaken you fully to the ultimate gravity of this pivotal moment. We are not living in ordinary business as usual times. We are living in the very days that the ancient prophets longed desperately to witness. The days that Jesus himself spoke of with both solemn warning and glorious promise. The seal is still accessible, beloved. The door of grace is still miraculously open. The Holy Spirit is still actively calling out and wooing souls, but the time is rapidly shortening, and the hour is undeniably late. If you have been drifting aimlessly, now is the decisive moment to return home. If you have been lukewarm and apathetic, now is the time to be set completely ablaze by His fire. If you have been compromising your standards, now is the time to consecrate yourself fully and without reservation to God. Because the day is coming, and it is closer than most people realize, when a single, non-negotiable choice will be demanded of every living soul. A clear line will be drawn in the sand, and every person on earth will have to decide. Will I take the mark of the beast and temporarily preserve my earthly, physical life, or will I bear the immutable seal of God and receive eternal life? The sealed ones have already made their choice long ago. They chose long before the mark was ever even introduced into the world. They chose when they first surrendered their wills and lives to Jesus Christ. They chose when they decisively rejected sin and committed to pursuing relentless holiness. They chose when they stood firm and endured through their trials, remaining utterly faithful when others around them tragically fell away. And now, chosen one, the fundamental question stands directly before you. Which mark will you carry? Chosen one, let us now focus our gaze intently toward the dynamic reality of what it truly means to actively live as a sealed vessel in the midst of this present, escalating darkness. For the seal is not simply a passive promise of some future protection. It is a powerful, active, present force, working and manifesting in your life right now. And understanding how to responsibly steward this sacred mark will unilaterally determine the measure of your impact and effectiveness in the volatile days ahead. When God sovereignly seals you, He does not seal you solely for your own personal benefit or spiritual comfort. You are sealed primarily so that you might become a living conduit of His raw power, a designated carrier of His holy presence, and an unmistakable witness of His eternal truth in a chaotic world that is rapidly losing its moral and spiritual direction. The sealed life is absolutely not a life of spiritual isolation or self-congratulatory superiority. It is fundamentally a life of divine responsibility and radical, sacrificial love for others. Consider this historical analogy, anointed one. In ancient civilizations, when a king officially sealed a letter or a decree, that seal was the absolute representation of his royal authority and his unwavering backing. Anyone who received that sealed document knew instantly that it carried the full weight, power, and might of the king behind it. The exact same principle holds true for you. When you carry the seal of God, you are carrying the non-negotiable authority of heaven. You speak with the explicit backing of the Most High God. You move with the Holy Spirit's empowering strength, and the enemy knows this reality acutely. This is precisely why the sealed are perceived as such an immediate and potent threat to the kingdom of darkness. You are not just another marginal believer engaging in repetitive religious motions. You are a marked, consecrated one, chosen, anointed, and commissioned specifically for spiritual warfare. Your consistent prayers carry undeniable weight. Your spoken words carry heavenly authority. Your mere presence disrupts long-standing demonic assignments. When you walk into any room, the spiritual atmosphere is immediately forced to shift, because you are not walking alone. You are walking with the King of Kings himself, dwelling permanently within you. But this incredible authority, beloved, must be exercised with profound humility and deep reverence. The very moment you begin to operate in self-inflated pride, the moment you begin to falsely believe that the power emanating through you is yours rather than his, you immediately open a catastrophic door to deception and downfall. History is littered with the fallen testimonies of many who were mightily anointed, only to collapse because they tragically forgot the singular source of their strength. Many have been sealed with potential, only to lose their widespread influence because they became spiritually consumed with themselves rather than being consumed solely with God's glory. The sealed life necessitates constant, moment-by-moment surrender. Chosen one. It requires the daily dying to self, the daily renewing of the mind through scripture, and the daily realignment of your will with the will of heaven. You cannot coast on the memory of yesterday's spiritual encounter. You cannot passively live off of last year's anointing. The seal must be continually honored, fiercely protected, and lovingly nurtured through deep, intimate fellowship with God. This means actively prioritizing prayer when the world aggressively demands nonstop productivity. This means deliberately choosing worship and consecration when your flesh naturally craves passive entertainment. This means urgently seeking God's face when everyone around you is relentlessly chasing material wealth and gain. The sealed ones are fundamentally not driven by the same shallow motivations that propel the world. They are not satisfied by the same fleeting pleasures. They are not impressed by the same worldly achievements, because they have already tasted something infinitely greater and more substantive. They have encountered the living God himself, and nothing else in existence compares to that reality. And in this specific hour, anointed one, the collapsing world is going to desperately need what you carry. As the spiritual darkness escalates, as the layers of societal deception spread, as paralyzing fear grips the hearts of billions, the sealed ones will shine brighter than they ever have before. You will organically become a refuge for the spiritually weary, a clear voice of hope for the utterly hopeless, and a living demonstration of God's absolute faithfulness in the overwhelming midst of chaos. But to fulfill this role, you must be thoroughly prepared. You must be spiritually fortified. You must be so deeply rooted and established in the unchanging truth of the Word that no lie from hell can ever shake your conviction. You must be so firmly anchored in God's perfect love that no raging storm of life can ever move you. You must be so utterly filled with the Holy Spirit that no surrounding darkness can possibly overcome your light. This preparation is not just abstract spiritual theory, beloved. It is practical daily obedience. It is reading the Word of God consistently until it becomes the dominant voice you hear above all others. It is spending dedicated time in His manifest presence until His supernatural peace becomes your default operating state. It is walking in unyielding integrity until righteousness becomes your inherent nature, not merely a struggle of discipline. The sealed ones do not live in paralyzing fear of what is coming down the road. They live in vibrant, expectant anticipation. They recognize that every single prophetic word spoken about the end times is not a threat meant to terrify. It is a promise of God's ultimate victory. God is never surprised by the global chaos. He is actively orchestrating the final glorious chapter of redemption, and you, chosen one, have been meticulously written into the script. But let me also share a powerful word of caution. The enemy will fiercely attempt to counterfeit the seal. He will try to deceive even the elect, if such a thing were possible. There will be convincing false prophets, misleading false signs, and seductive false assurances circulating. There will arise spiritual movements that appear externally spiritual but are, at their very root, entrenched in profound deception. There will be charismatic voices that sound superficially righteous but are subtly leading people away from the narrow path of truth. This is why acute discernment is so profoundly critical in this hour. This is why you must know the voice of your shepherd so intimately, so perfectly, that you can instantly recognize any voice that is not his. Jesus said in John 10 verses 4 to 5, "When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Do you truly know his voice, Anointed One? Can you unerringly distinguish between the gentle, corrective whisper of the Holy Spirit and the loud, confusing noise of the enemy? Can you accurately tell the difference between conviction, which leads to life, and condemnation, which leads to death? Between genuine faith and dangerous presumption? Between divine truth and restrictive religion? The sealed ones are not easily deceived because they are dedicated students of the Word, obedient followers of the Spirit, and profound lovers of uncompromised truth. They test every word they hear, critically weigh every single teaching presented, and hold fast only to what is undeniably good. They are not swayed by popular opinion, volatile cultural trends, or hypnotic charismatic personalities. They are anchored deeply in the unchanging, eternal truth of God's Word, and that anchor holds them absolutely steady when the fiercest winds of deception begin to blow. This is the sealed life, beloved. It is a life characterized by relentless vigilance and ultimate victory, of intense spiritual warfare balanced by intimate worship, of necessary suffering leading to eternal glory. And though the road may be narrow, and the journey may prove difficult and costly, the destination is perfectly sure for you, chosen one. There exists another, often overlooked dimension of the sealed life that we must explore. A vital truth that separates the truly marked from those who merely offer superficial claims of faith. It is the dimension of suffering, of fierce persecution, and of the refining fire that divinely purifies the sealed ones and molds them for their ultimate, eternal purpose. The seal of God does not grant you a spiritual exemption from hardship, beloved. In fact, carrying the mark of heaven often actively invites it. Those who carry the divine mark automatically become primary targets in the spiritual realm. The enemy knows exactly who you are. He instantly recognizes the seal upon your life, and he will systematically deploy every malicious weapon in his arsenal to discourage your spirit, distract your focus, or destroy your testimony. But here resides the great mystery. Every single attack leveled against you is actually a hidden confirmation. Every trial you face is ultimately proof of your status. Every hardship you endure is undeniable evidence that you carry something the enemy desperately wants to extinguish from the earth. If you posed no threat to his kingdom, he would undoubtedly leave you alone in peace. If you were not sealed by God, he would never waste his precious resources on fighting you. But because you are profoundly marked by God, because you carry the full authority of heaven, because your very life stands as a living testimony to the resurrection power of the gospel, you have been designated a primary target. And yet, this reality should never discourage you. It should instead embolden you with divine courage. The Apostle Peter understood this powerful reality. In 1 Peter 4 verses 12 to 13, he writes, "Dear friends, do not be surprised at the fiery trial you are suffering, as though something strange or abnormal were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you participate in the sufferings of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when his glory is revealed." Do you clearly hear that command, Anointed One? Rejoice, not because suffering is inherently pleasant, but because suffering in unity with Christ is an unparalleled privilege. It is an immediate, verifiable sign that you are spiritually united with him, not just in his resurrection power, but also in his redemptive suffering on the cross. The sealed ones do not run in terror from the refining fire. They walk deliberately through it, knowing with unwavering certainty that what emerges on the other side will be infinitely purer, exponentially stronger, and much more reflective of his perfect glory. This intensive refining process is absolutely essential, beloved, because in the climactic days ahead, when the great tribulation unfolds in its complete fullness, only those who have already been tested and proven faithful will possess the inherent strength to endure the pressure. Only those who have already learned to stand firm in smaller, hidden battles will be able to stand immovable in the final world-spanning war. Only those who have already chosen radical faithfulness in the private, hidden moments of their lives will be able to choose faithfulness when the whole world is observing their every move. God is not pointlessly wasting your current trials, chosen one. He is expertly using every single one of them. Every betrayal is relentlessly teaching you to trust him implicitly more than you trust fallible people. Every financial struggle is teaching you to depend entirely on his supernatural provision rather than relying on your own limited efforts. Every physical sickness is teaching you that his strength is flawlessly made perfect in your inevitable human weakness. Every lonely, isolated season is teaching you that his perfect presence is abundantly enough, even when everyone else is gone and everyone else walks away. And when the final hour comes, when the pressure is at its peak and the stakes are eternal, you will not crumble. You will not compromise your convictions. You will not deny his sacred name because you have already been forged in the furnace of affliction. And through that heat, you have already discovered the unshakable, profound truth that he is faithful even when you are walking through the deepest fire. But let me also speak a word of life to those who are weary, anointed one. Let me speak to those whose soul weariness is profound, who feel like the relentless trials have been too much, like the weight of the mandate is too heavy to bear alone, like the journey has stretched beyond all human endurance. Hear this truth. You are not alone in this feeling. The sealed ones are not some breed of superhuman saints endowed with limitless natural stamina. No, they are simply ordinary individuals who are being sustained by a supernatural God. You do not have to try to manufacture strength from your own depleted reserves. You do not have to put on a mask or pretend that you are not struggling in the secret places of your heart. You simply have to surrender again and again and again, until his inexhaustible supernatural strength becomes the only recognizable source flowing through your life. The prophet Isaiah spoke this life-giving promise in chapter 40, verse 31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. This is not a simplistic promise that you will never experience the heavy sensation of tiredness or emotional fatigue. It is a covenant promise that when you are tired, he himself will fully renew you. It is not a guarantee that you will never face insurmountable obstacles. It is a surety that when you face them, he will infuse you with the strength required not just to endure, but to overcome them victoriously. The sealed life is not anchored in your frail, fluctuating ability. It is completely secured in his steadfast, perfect faithfulness. And beloved, let this ring in your spirit. His faithfulness never fails. Not a single time, not ever, throughout all eternity. Even when the road ahead is obscured and you cannot discern the way forward, he is meticulously guiding your steps. Even when the spiritual air feels silent and you cannot feel his tangible presence, he is securely holding you in his grip. Even when his grand design is incomprehensible and you cannot understand his intricate plan, know that he is working all things, the good, the bad, and the confusing, together for your ultimate good and his eternal glory. This is the bedrock confidence of the sealed chosen one. This is the unshakable assurance that permeates the hearts of those who truly belong to God. You are not navigating this perilous journey alone. You are not responsible for figuring out every step on your own. You are certainly not responsible for holding your own fractured self together. The seal of God is your divine guarantee that he who began a magnificent, good work in you will faithfully carry it to absolute completion until the glorious day of Christ Jesus. So, when the enemy whispers insidious lies that you are weak, that you are not strong enough to finish, remind him of the seal that marks you. When fear attempts to paralyze your actions and freeze your forward momentum, remind your soul of the seal. When doubt creeps in like a silent thief and suggests that God has somehow forgotten you or abandoned your cause, declare the irrefutable truth of the seal. You are irrevocably his. And nothing, no power, no circumstance, no demonic entity can ever change that fundamental reality. The sealed ones are not defined by the temporary, chaotic circumstances swirling around them. They are defined solely by their eternal identity found in Christ. They are not shaken or swayed by the terrifying things they see with their natural eyes. They are anchored in the deep, immutable truths that they know by revelation. They are not moved by the fleeting opinions or judgments of others. They are established firmly in the bedrock truth of God's holy word. And as the world around you descends into deeper darkness, as chaos multiplies, and as deception spreads like a plague, you will discover that the seal is not just a passive mark of ownership. It is a dynamic lifeline. It is not just a sterile symbol. It is an inexhaustible source of power. It is not just a distant promise. It is an immediate, operational power that sustains you through the long nights, protects you from every spiritual attack, and propels you forward, precisely on course, into your divine destiny. This is who you are, beloved. This is the authority and the guarantee you carry. And no matter what cataclysm may come, no matter what ferocious trial you may face, the seal of God upon your life is eternally unbreakable. Chosen one, we now arrive at a sacred intersection, a pivotal place where divine revelation must meet immediate application, where deep knowledge must translate into obedient action, and where spiritual understanding transforms into tangible, divine assignment. For it is fundamentally insufficient to simply know about the seal. You must now look into your heart and ask yourself the profound question, what does God require of me, practically, as one who is forever sealed? The sealed life comes with an unavoidable mandate, beloved. It comes with a divine commission, a marching order that cannot be ignored or willfully delayed. You have been marked not just for mere protection, but for a profound purpose. You have been chosen not just to barely survive the tribulation and hide from the storm, but to stand as a blazing, visible light within its very core. You have been sealed not just to stand firm, but specifically to speak, to proclaim absolute truth when torrents of lies abound, to demonstrate unwavering faith when paralyzing fear reigns supreme, and to carry the enduring torch of hope when the rest of the world descends into bottomless despair. This is your designated hour, anointed one. This is the precise moment for which your soul was born into this generation. Everything you have walked through, every harsh trial, every difficult test, every prolonged season of lonely preparation, has been meticulously leading you to this appointed time. And now, the Spirit of God is calling you forward with irresistible force, summoning you to step boldly into the fullness of your specific calling and to walk in the unshakable authority that your seal bestows. But what does this mandate look like in practical, everyday terms? How do you faithfully steward the profound power of the seal? How do you live authentically as a marked vessel in a world that is fundamentally hostile to everything holy that you represent? First, you must commit to live a life of unwavering obedience. The sealed ones are not casual, lukewarm Christians who attempt to negotiate with God about the exact limits of what they are willing to sacrifice or yield. They are fully surrendered, completely yielded, and totally abandoned to the supremacy of His will. They do not selectively pick and choose which commands to follow based on whether it is convenient, comfortable, or culturally acceptable. They obey even when that obedience is incredibly costly, even when it makes them unpopular outsiders, even when it requires them to stand in profound solitude. Obedience is the living language of the sealed chosen one. It is the chief way you honor the sacred mark upon your life. It is the visible proof you offer that your absolute allegiance belongs to God, and God alone, without compromise. And in the tumultuous days ahead, when the world demands compromise on every front, and the culture pressures you fiercely to conform, your simple, consistent obedience will be the most powerful, undeniable testimony you can possibly offer. Second, you must cultivate a life of unceasing prayer. The sealed ones are not merely people who pray occasionally when they are in desperate trouble. They are people who consciously choose to live, breathe, and move in a constant state of communion with God. Prayer is not a religious activity they perform on a checklist. It is a spiritual atmosphere they consciously choose to inhabit. They walk in prayer, they work in prayer, and they rest in prayer. Their entire existence is intimately woven into the presence of God. And that unbreakable, moment-by-moment connection becomes their absolute lifeline in the darkest and most pressing hours. This is not about empty religious rituals or completing lengthy prayer lists. Beloved, this is about cultivating intimate, moment-by-moment fellowship with the one who sealed you. It is about learning to clearly hear His still, small voice in the stillness, to acutely sense his subtle leading in every single decision, and to draw immediate, sustaining strength from his immediate presence in every moment of the day. The sealed ones are not self-sufficient individuals depending on their own grit. They are utterly God-dependent, and paradoxically, that dependence is their single greatest strength. Third, you must become an unwavering guardian of truth. In these final days, deception is not just subtly increasing. It is rapidly accelerating into a massive flood. False teachings, cunning counterfeit movements, and twisted, heretical doctrines are flooding the earth, and many unprepared souls are being tragically swept away. But the sealed ones stand firm as watchmen on the wall, as clear voices of unwavering clarity amidst the terrifying confusion, as solid anchors of truth in the midst of the violent storm. This means you must know the Word of God intimately, Anointed One. You cannot successfully defend what you do not deeply know. You cannot effectively discern error if you are not fully rooted and grounded in absolute truth. The sealed ones are rigorous students of Scripture, not casual, superficial readers. They meditate deeply on the Word day and night. They hide it securely in their hearts as a weapon. They allow it to fundamentally shape their thoughts, guide their critical decisions, and ultimately define their reality. And when false teachers inevitably arise, and they will, you will possess the spiritual equipment to recognize them immediately. When deceptive spirits manifest, and they will, you will be able to expose them fearlessly. When the enemy attempts to twist Scripture to justify moral compromise, and he will, you will be able to stand firm and declare with authority, "It is written." Fourth, you must walk in radical love. The sealed ones are not marked by harshness, condemnation, judgment, or spiritual self-righteousness. They are marked preeminently by the love of Christ, a love that is fierce in its defense of holiness yet profoundly tender, bold in its confrontation of darkness yet deeply compassionate, uncompromising in its standards yet always merciful. They speak truth, but they always speak it in love. They confront sin, but they never fail to extend overflowing grace. They stand resolutely for righteousness, but they never forget that they too are utterly saved by mercy alone. This radical, transformative love, beloved, is what will powerfully draw the lost and searching souls to the light. This love is what will finally convict the hardened, resistant heart. This love is what will authentically reveal the true, beautiful nature of the God you faithfully serve. Because the world has seen plenty of outwardly religious people who are loud, angry, and condemning. But they have rarely seen true, Christ-like followers who embody both absolute truth and radical love in equal, perfect measure. You are called to be that unique witness, chosen one. You are called to demonstrate vividly that holiness and compassion are not warring opposites. They are essential companions. That righteousness and grace are not at war. They exist in perfect harmony. That standing firm in truth and extending tender love to the broken are not contradictory acts. They are the very essence of the gospel itself. Fifth, you must be willing to pay the highest price. The sealed life is not a soft path of ease, popularity, or temporary worldly success. It is a narrow, difficult road that leads to eternal life, but it is deeply paved with sacrifice and self-denial. You may lose close friendships. You may be severely rejected by your family. You may face relentless mockery, vile slander, or outright persecution. But you must calmly count the full cost and decide, definitively, that Christ is ultimately worth all of it. Jesus himself declared this foundational truth in Matthew 16 verses 24 to 25. "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." This is the unavoidable call of the sealed anointed one. To intentionally lose your temporal life so that you might truly find your eternal life. To surrender your entire personal agenda so that his magnificent purposes can fully unfold. To die daily to self so that Christ can live fully and visibly through you. And when you make that conscious, final choice, when you wholeheartedly embrace the cost and carry the cross, you will discover a profound joy, a bedrock peace, and a purpose that this world can neither give nor possibly take away. Chosen One, as we draw relentlessly closer to the culmination of this sacred message, we must now address the undeniable urgency of this hour. Time is not neutral, beloved. It is not simply passing by unnoticed. It is fiercely running out. The prophetic clock is ticking louder than ever before. The seals of Revelation are actively being opened, and the events that were solemnly written thousands of years ago are unfolding rapidly before our very eyes. This is not fear-mongering rhetoric. This is not baseless sensationalism. This is cold, sober reality. We are living in the generation that will personally witness the return of Christ, the rise of the Antichrist system, and the final, absolute confrontation between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of ever-deepening darkness. And you, Anointed One, have been meticulously positioned in this exact, unprecedented moment, not by random accident, but by profound, deliberate divine design. The ultimate question is no longer whether these cataclysmic things will happen. The crucial question is whether you will be ready, fully prepared, when they do. Look around you, beloved. The signs of the times are unmistakably everywhere. Nation is rising against nation. Pestilence is spreading across continents. Natural disasters are rapidly increasing in frequency and unprecedented intensity. The love of many believers is growing tragically cold. False prophets are deceiving vast multitudes. The stage is being systematically set for the final, dramatic act of human history, and the curtain is about to rise. But in the midst of all this enveloping chaos, God maintains his remnant. He has his sealed ones, those who will not be moved by the fear, those who will not be deceived by the lies, those who will stand firm, anchored until the very, very end. And if you have recognized your identity within this message, if the spirit within you has been powerfully bearing witness to these challenging truths, then you are, without a doubt, part of that chosen remnant. Now, chosen one, you must make a definite decision. Will you continue to live your life as though you have limitless time on earth? Will you remain lukewarm, complacent, and spiritually passive? Or will you finally awaken fully to the gravity of this hour and consecrate yourself completely and radically to the all-consuming purposes of God? The time for casual Christianity is definitively over. The time for playing church games is utterly finished. The time for foolishly straddling the fence between the corrupt world and the kingdom of God has finally expired. This is the hour of decision, the moment of separation, the season when the wheat and the weeds are being irrevocably divided. Jesus warned us emphatically in Matthew 24 verse 44. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Are you ready, Anointed One? If he were to return today, would you be found faithful, actively serving? If the mark of the beast system were introduced tomorrow, would you have the spiritual strength and resolve to refuse it, whatever the cost? If persecution arrived fiercely on your doorstep this week, would your faith hold firm and unbroken? These are not hypothetical questions to ponder idly. Beloved, these are imminent realities that you must prepare for, not someday in the future, but now, today. The sealed ones are never caught off guard. They are not surprised by tribulation. They are not shaken by the prospect of persecution because they have already settled the fundamental question of their allegiance long ago. They have already soberly counted the cost. They have already made up their resolute minds that they will serve the Lord no matter what darkness may descend. And this vital preparation, chosen one, begins today, not tomorrow, not next week, not when you magically feel more spiritual, or when your life is somehow less chaotic. Today, right now, in this very moment, the Spirit of God is extending a profound invitation to you. An invitation to be eternally sealed, to be set absolutely apart, to be claimed as irrevocably his own. If you have been living in compromise with the world, now is the time to genuinely repent and turn back. If you have been distracted and consumed by the trivial cares of this passing world, now is the time to radically refocus your vision. If you have remained silent when you should have been courageously speaking truth, now is the time to find your prophetic voice, because the window of grace is still miraculously open, but it will not remain open forever. There is coming a day, and it is rapidly approaching, when the door of opportunity will be shut, when the period of probation will close forever, when every single person on earth will have made their final choice, and their eternal destiny will be sealed permanently. And on that final day, there will be no more opportunities for repentance, no more chances to turn back from error, no more urgent invitations to receive the seal. This is precisely why the urgency of this moment cannot be overstated, beloved. This is why every single moment of your remaining life matters profoundly. This is why the Spirit is calling you right now to surrender everything, to hold nothing back, and to give yourself completely to the one who gave absolutely everything for you. The sealed ones do not live with regret at the end. They do not look back and wish they had chosen the world instead. They do not arrive at the end of their lives mourning the temporary things they sacrificed for the kingdom. Instead, they look back with profound gratitude, knowing that every perceived loss was ultimately eternal gain, every sacrifice was an unfailing investment, and every single act of painful obedience was eternally worth it. But you must choose, anointed one. No one, not your trusted pastor, not your loving family, not your dearest friends, can make this decision for you. This is an intimate transaction between you and God alone, and the choice you make in this pivotal moment will echo loudly into eternity. Will you receive the seal? Will you surrender absolutely to His Lordship? Will you consecrate your precious life as a living sacrifice, holy and truly pleasing to God? Or will you continue to delay, to negotiate terms, to desperately hold on to the fleeting things of this world that are inevitably passing away? The book of Joshua 24 verse 15 declares this eternal challenge. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is the sacred declaration of the sealed, beloved. This is the unyielding banner under which they proudly stand. And today you are being urgently invited to join their ranks, to take your rightful place among the chosen, the faithful, the sealed. But you must decide. And you must decide now because the hour is profoundly late. The time is short, and the King is indeed coming. And when He comes, He will not be looking for excuses or good intentions. He will not be impressed by your efforts or your intentions. He will be looking exclusively for those who bear His seal, those who belong to Him fully, completely, and eternally. Will you be among them, chosen one? Chosen one, we have journeyed together through the depths of this spiritual mystery. The sacred seal, the divine calling, and the eternal significance of being visibly marked by God. And now we arrive at the threshold of activation, the defining moment where deep revelation must immediately become permanent transformation. If you have recognized the signs within your own spirit, if you have felt the burning conviction to reject sin, the supernatural resilience through overwhelming trials, and the transforming, sanctifying presence of God upon your life, then, beloved, you are already well along in the preparation process. The seal may already rest upon you, waiting only for you to fully embrace and walk in what God has already declared over your existence. But if you are uncertain, if you are questioning whether you truly carry this mark of ownership, then hear me clearly and without doubt. The seal is available to you right now. It is offered freely and completely to all who will surrender their lives fully to the Lord Jesus Christ, who will genuinely repent of their sins, and who will commit wholeheartedly to walking in holiness and unwavering obedience. The Apostle Paul wrote with clarity in Ephesians 1 verse 13, "When you believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit. Do you grasp the magnitude of that, anointed one? The precise moment you believed, you were spiritually marked." But the pivotal question is not whether the seal exists as a theological fact. The question is whether you are actively living in accordance with the reality of it. Are you honoring the mark through your choices? Are you walking worthy of this high calling? Because the seal is not a passive symbol, beloved. It is an active, living force. It is alive and working powerfully within you to transform you from glory to ever-increasing glory, conforming you daily into the perfect image of Christ. But you must cooperate fully with the seal. You must yield entirely to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit. You must allow the refining, holy fire to burn away everything that is impure and everything that does not belong to your new creation identity. The sealed life is fundamentally a crucified life. It is a life that has been nailed to the cross with Christ, where the old, selfish self has been put to death and the new, transformed creation has gloriously emerged. It is a life that no longer seeks its own passing glory, its own selfish comfort, or its own fleeting agenda, but lives entirely for the eternal glory of God. This is the urgent invitation before you today, beloved, not just to passively receive more information, but to personally experience deep transformation. And if you are ready, if your heart is stirring even now with a holy, irresistible urgency to respond, then I invite you to consecrate your entire life afresh to the eternal purposes of God. Right where you are standing or sitting in this moment, you can declare before heaven, before the angels, and before the enemy, Lord, I am yours. Seal me, mark me, set me absolutely apart for your glory alone. I no longer belong to myself. Refine me, purify me, and prepare me for the critical days ahead. This is not a prayer requesting immediate perfection, anointed one. It is a prayer of absolute, unconditional surrender. And when you pray this with sincerity and full intent, the Holy Spirit will respond immediately. He will confirm the seal. He will empower you with strength you never knew you had. And he will begin to work in and through you in ways you never before imagined possible. The world will try to tell you that this kind of commitment is too extreme. But do not believe that soul-killing lie. Beloved, lukewarm, casual faith will utterly fail and will not carry you through the pressures of the tribulation. Only the seal, fully embraced, fully honored, fully lived out, will be enough to guarantee your standing. So receive it, anointed one. Accept the seal, surrender completely to the calling, and step boldly into the divine destiny that heaven has meticulously prepared for you. Because the time is now. The hour has truly come, and you were born for such a time as this. Chosen one, as we come to the close of this sacred encounter, I want to leave you with a final, powerful word, a prophetic declaration over your life that will carry you forward with authority into the days ahead. You are not here by accident. You did not stumble upon this message by mere chance. Before the foundation of the world was laid, God knew this exact moment would arrive. He knew you would be sitting here, reading these specific words, feeling the powerful stirring of his spirit within you. And he personally orchestrated every detail of your winding journey to bring you to this appointed, critical hour. The seal is not just an ancient theological concept, beloved. It is a living, breathing reality. It is the undeniable mark of heaven upon your life, the signature of the Almighty declaring that you belong exclusively to him. And as you step forward from this moment, you carry with you the immediate authority, the absolute protection, and the unshakable anointing of the Most High God. But beloved, carrying the seal of God is an ultimate divine privilege, and it is not without its significant challenges. The world will not always understand you. Some will be strangely drawn to you, while others will fiercely oppose you. You will face trials that severely test the quality of your faith, persecutions that challenge your resolve, and moments when you feel utterly, completely alone. But know this, the seal of God is your strength, your protection, and your permanent identity. It sets you apart as his, marking you for a purpose infinitely greater than yourself. The three signs of his seal, this sets up the transition to the next section. The irrefutable manifestation of your commitment to reject sin, your steadfast resilience in the crucible of trials, and your undeniable, transforming presence among men are the towering evidence that you are irrevocably marked as his own. These are not superficial traits or accidental moral leanings. No, they are the undeniable fruit of a consecrated, sealed life, the very indelible insignia marking a soul that has been claimed and purchased by the King of Kings. And hear me, in the urgent days that rush toward us, O Anointed One, these definitive signs will not merely persist. They will become breathtakingly pronounced. As the pall of spiritual darkness inexorably deepens across the world, your internal light will not merely flicker. It will ignite and shine with a revolutionary brilliance. As the tide of deception swells and overtakes nations, your spiritual discernment will not waver. It will be honed to an unparalleled sharpness. And as paralyzing fear grips the souls of billions, the profound peace residing within you will stand as a monumental, visible testimony to the unshakable faithfulness of God. You are destined to become a living, breathing sanctuary for the weary and the heavy laden, a potent voice carrying hope to those drowning in despair, and a clear demonstration of God's raw power moving dynamically in the very epicenter of chaos. But beloved, you are required to remain relentlessly vigilant. You must fortify the citadel of your heart against intrusion. You must fiercely protect the anointing that has been poured out upon you. The adversary, the accuser of the brethren, will launch sustained campaigns to discourage you, to cunningly distract you from your mission, and to sow insidious seeds of doubt concerning the divine seal that securely rests upon your very being. He will whisper ancient, corrosive lies, plant the cold terror of fear, and try to convince you that you are fundamentally insufficient, not strong enough, not worthy enough, not divinely chosen enough to bear this calling. But I command you, do not yield even a moment of your attention to his deceitful voice, O deeply loved one. Instead, fix your gaze upon the unwavering voice of your Father who declares over you, echoing across all eternity, You are absolutely mine. You are eternally sealed. You are comprehensively protected. And nothing, absolutely nothing, possesses the power to separate you from the boundless expanse of my love. Internalize the profound promise contained within the words of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. When you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. You may, at times, feel the immense weight, the gravity, of this high calling resting upon your shoulders, but always recall this fundamental truth. God never demands a task without providing the necessary resources. He fully equips those whom he seals. He is the infinite source of strength that flows into you precisely when you are most weary. He is the guiding beacon that illuminates your path when you feel utterly lost. And he is the impenetrable shield that stands between you and every assault the enemy launches. Like Joseph, who found the spiritual strength to resist the most enticing temptation. Like Job, who stood firm in the midst of unimaginable, crushing suffering. And like Peter and John, who were suddenly infused with astonishing boldness before their accusers, you are absolutely not traversing this path alone. The very same God who supernaturally sealed them with empowerment is the God who seals you today, right where you stand. So let the powerful resonance of this entire message serve to profoundly encourage you, O chosen one. If you recognize these confirming signs visibly operating in your life, if you detect the deep-seated conviction, the unbreakable resilience, and the undeniable transforming presence, then I say to you, rejoice. Celebrate this truth. You have been chosen. You are actively protected. And you are cherished and deeply loved by God beyond all measure. Walk forward with supreme boldness, anchored in the unwavering knowledge that you are permanently sealed by the King of Kings. The painful trials you are currently enduring are not meant to destroy you. They are meticulously shaping and refining you. The divine light within you is not diminishing. It is burning ever brighter, more pure. And the path that lies ahead of you, though perhaps unclear to your eyes, is held absolutely and firmly within his sovereign, nail-scarred hands. And if you find that you do not yet recognize these vital signs, if you feel a consuming uncertainty about your spiritual standing and your identity, then understand this. The sovereign opportunity to receive this eternal seal is open to you right now, this very moment. Turn your gaze toward him. Seek his face with everything you possess. Surrender your life, your will, and your future completely into his keeping. His seal is not merely a token. It is the ultimate promise of his perpetual presence, the unshakable guarantee of his unwavering faithfulness, and the mark signifying your eternal destiny secured forever. The decisive choice is squarely yours, O beloved soul. The comprehensive invitation has been extended across the chasm of your need. The door of opportunity remains astonishingly open. But the window of time is drastically short, and the hour is unequivocally urgent. Do not yield to the impulse to delay. Do not hesitate out of fear or complacency. Do not allow another precious moment to slip past without making the single most consequential decision of your entire life. Consecrate your existence today. Receive the guarantee of the seal today. Step into the fullness of your divine calling today, because the promise of tomorrow is not granted. And the King is coming soon. His arrival is imminent. As we bring this powerful session to a close, I feel compelled to lift you up in prayer, O Anointed One. Wherever you are positioned right now, I urge you to receive this outpouring of blessing. Father, I raise up every single person who has internalized this message. I earnestly ask that you confirm and solidify the eternal seal upon their lives, driving out all doubt and fear. Strengthen them physically, emotionally, and spiritually for the demanding journey that lies ahead. Grant them the supernatural boldness required to stand unwavering when they see others fall. Infuse them with the crystalline clarity needed to discern divine truth from cunning deception, and endow them with the unwavering courage to remain fiercely faithful, no matter the catastrophic cost. Surround them and their families with the impenetrable fortress of your divine protection. Fill them continuously with the fire of your Holy Spirit, and use them mightily in these final, desperate days as purified vessels carrying your blinding light, your uncompromising truth, and your magnificent glory. This we pray in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Chosen One, know this truth deep in your core. You are sealed. You are called. You are profoundly loved. And you are absolutely not alone in this fight. Walk boldly, intentionally, and purposefully into the destiny for which you were created, knowing beyond all doubt that the God who marked you with his seal will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. The intensity of the trials you encounter is not breaking you. It is meticulously shaping you into his image. The light housed within you is not dimming. It is shining brighter, illuminating the way for others. And the path that stretches before you is held securely and permanently in his omnipotent hands. You are unequivocally his possession, and no force in heaven or on earth can ever strip that identity away from you. Chosen One, as we conclude this sacred encounter, there is one absolute truth I need you to grasp with total clarity and conviction. This was not a chance moment. You did not merely stumble upon this message by some cosmic coincidence. Before you ever made the decision to press the play button, heaven itself had already meticulously orchestrated this divine appointment specifically for you. The Spirit of God, the very one who seals you, personally led you here because there is a powerful destiny stirring within your soul that he is actively awakening. It is a purpose the enemy has desperately tried to suppress, a truth the world has fought ruthlessly to silence, but it is something that can no longer be contained or denied. In this very moment, a powerful supernatural transfer is completing its work. The seal of authenticity is being confirmed. The clarity of your divine calling is being sharpened. The anointing necessary for the task is being released fully. And you, beloved, are standing precisely within your Kairos moment, your divinely appointed, perfect time of activation and manifestation. Beloved, carrying the eternal seal of God is the highest divine privilege imaginable. Yet we must be honest. It is not without its substantial challenges. The fallen world system will frequently misunderstand the nature of your conviction. Some will inevitably admire the purity of the light you carry, drawn irresistibly to the peace and wisdom that flows from your sealed life. However, many others will aggressively oppose you. They will challenge you not due to any error in your conduct, but simply because the powerful light that resides within you inherently exposes the deep darkness they are unwilling, or perhaps afraid, to confront within themselves. But engrave this truth onto the tablets of your heart. The seal of God is your unbreakable strength, your sovereign protection, and your immutable identity. It is the holy sign that sets you apart as his own, marking you for a purpose infinitely greater than your own comprehension or desires. The three undeniable signs we have uncovered: your resolute conviction to reject all sin, your tenacious resilience when passing through trials, and your powerfully transforming presence in the world. These are not random occurrences. They are the comprehensive, divine confirmation that your soul belongs entirely and eternally to him. You may still occasionally feel the gravity of this calling. You might whisper the doubt, wondering if you are truly strong enough or inherently worthy enough to carry such a sacred, weighty mark. But remember, God flawlessly equips those whom he permanently seals. He provides the strength that sustains you precisely when exhaustion tries to claim you. He provides the clarity that guides you when confusion attempts to derail you. And he provides the shield that defends you when the enemy launches his fiercest attacks. You are not walking this solitary path alone, O Anointed One. The identical God who sealed Joseph and bestowed upon him the iron will to resist the most dangerous temptation, He seals you. The identical God who sealed Job and miraculously sustained him through unimaginable, soul-crushing suffering. He seals you. The identical God who sealed Peter and John and filled them instantaneously with explosive boldness to proclaim his truth. He seals you today. Therefore, I declare this truth over you right now. Walk boldly and unreservedly into your destiny. Do not ever shrink back in timidity. Do not ever apologize for the undeniable light you carry into the dark places. The trials you are currently confronting are not succeeding in breaking you. They are succeeding in perfectly shaping you. The opposition you encounter on this journey is not defeating you. It is actively refining you. The powerful light within you is not fading. It is shining brighter and increasing in intensity with each passing day. And the entirety of the path ahead is held utterly and firmly within his loving, sovereign hands. You are his chosen one. You are sealed. You are protected. You are loved beyond all human measure. And absolutely nothing can ever take that away from you. If this message has profoundly stirred your spirit and confirmed your identity, I urge you, share it immediately with another chosen one who desperately needs to hear this confirmation. Someone in your sphere of influence is waiting for this exact message of validation. And now, may the peace of God, which utterly transcends all human understanding, stand guard over your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus.